It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's governor kicked off the campaign for his tax initiative, Proposition 30, at a Sacramento high school yesterday. Amy Quinton has the story.
Governor Brown says his tax initiative is needed to stave off deep budget cuts, which could include shortening the school year by 3 weeks. The November ballot measure would increase sales taxes by a quarter cent for 4 years and increase taxes for 7 years on those who make more than $250,000 annually. Brown referenced the Bible's Book of Luke and asking wealthy Californians to vote yes, saying, "To whom much is given, much will be required."
What was good 2,000 years ago is good today. Those who have doubled their income as a share of California income can now have the opportunity to give back.
Jon Kabatek, co-chair of the No on 30 campaign, says in light of the financial mismanagement in the Parks Department, no one should support a tax increase.
It's not the right time, and our government needs to prove that they know how to do accounting. They just haven't.
About $6 billion in cuts will be triggered automatically if voters reject the initiative. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A bill before California lawmakers this week could create a new publicly funded health plan for low-income residents. The basic health program is a state option under the federal health law. It would cover some of the people otherwise eligible for California's health benefit exchange. Ken Jacobs of the UC Berkeley Labor Center says the program would be more affordable, which could result in more people covered overall. But, he adds, it would remove hundreds of thousands of people from the health insurance exchange,
which would limit the exchange's bargaining power in the market, and importantly may affect its ability to generate reforms that would lower the rate of premium cost growth over time.
The Labor Center analysis was commissioned by the California Health Benefit Exchange, which opposed the bill last year. The bill goes before an assembly committee later today. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org.